Day 485, Monday, August 5th. Psalm 33, Psalms 33 1-22, NKJV. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise from the upright is beautiful. Praise the Lord with the harp, make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song, play skillfully with a shout of joy, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice, the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap, he lays up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord, let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him, for he spoke, and it was done, he commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing, he makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. The Lord looks from heaven, he sees all the sons of men. From the place of his dwelling he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth, he fashions their hearts individually, he considers all their works. No king is saved by the multitude of an army, a mighty man is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a vain hope for safety, neither shall it deliver any by its great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord, he is our help and our shield, for our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you. Daily Deep Dive. The UCG Reading Plan states, Psalm is one of the few anonymous psalms in Book 1 of the Psalter. However, its placement here makes it likely one of David's, see Psalm 220. It is interesting to note that the last verse of Psalm seems to lead right into the first verse of Psalm. Yet Psalm 33 is clearly independent, ending the section of Psalms beginning with the alphabetic acrostic of Psalm 25. Though not itself an alphabetic acrostic like the Psalm that follows it, Psalm 33 is arranged in 22 Hebrew verses minus 22, being the number of letters in the Hebrew alphabet. Perhaps there was a thought of making this into an alphabetic acrostic. The psalmist states that God finds pleasure and beauty in the rejoicing of the righteous, verse 1. He encourages others to praise God with various instruments, verse 2, and to sing to him a new song, verse 3. Note here that worshipful music is directed to him, he is the audience. And the singing of a new song, besides implying finding new ways to praise God in music, especially as we constantly discover new things to praise him for, probably also means always singing with renewed appreciation and love, always thinking anew about hymns we are singing, and not just droning out stanzas by rote. Capable musicians are told to play skillfully, verse 3, as we must offer only our best to God, and our attitude in musical praise is to be expressed in joy, same verse. Indeed, there is so much to be joyful for, as the psalm goes on to detail. God's word is right and all his actions are done in truth, righteousness and justice which he loves, verses 4-5. And despite the evil that Satan's present rule has wrought, the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord, verse the goodness that manifests itself every time the sun rises, a bird sings, and a mother lovingly embraces her child. Out of his goodness, God holds together the earth and provides for the sustenance of all people. One day God's goodness will prevail over all evil, Psalm 98:2, Nelson's Study Bible, note on verses 4-5. There is joy and praise to be found in God's awesome work of creation, verses 6-9. And the fact that his plans and purpose will never be thwarted, verses 10-11. The people of God are so wonderfully blessed, verse 12. God is to be praised as sovereign above all nations. He watches from heaven over everyone on earth, and is aware of everything they do, understanding them better than they do themselves, as he is the one who fashioned their hearts, verses 13-15. And in his watchfulness, he is lovingly attentive to those who fear him, who hope in his unfailing love, verse 18 NIV. For them he is a shield, a deliverer, a helper, so that they may truly rejoice, verses 19-21. The psalm closes in verse 22 by addressing God himself, praying for and affirming hope in the blessings of God's covenant love. End.